Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. This is our first episode back after the summer hiatus, busy here in Lilydale with Lilydale season. For those of you who don't know, Lilydale Assembly is a spiritualist town and camp in western New York, about an hour south of Buffalo, and an hour from Erie. Actually, a little less than an hour from Erie, if we're being honest. And on that note, I have a friend from that area joining us today. I have a special guest, Jen Shepherd of Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. So say hi, Jen. Jen is a spiritualist minister, and I know you've been adding on to your credentials quite a bit. So do you want to fill our guests in?
I went back to school.
That's, you know.
Yeah, so I finished a program for grief educator.
Fantastic.
So that was a 12-week, like a master level program. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really nice. So I added that, actual grief educator, which I am, you know, I'm ridiculously passionate about for not just lay people and ministers, but the mediumship community to get on board with that kind of training. And I'm in the middle of integral ministry courses right now, which is extremely exciting for me. It's, I mean, it's all based on Ken Wilber's theory of integrated spirituality. So
perfect. That's awesome. Nice. And you do a lot of healing work.
Right.
Yeah. And, gosh, you're kind of, you teach classes, you've got a lot going on always. So busy woman. I'm glad we were able to snag you for the show today. So thank you for doing that. For those of you who are listening, if you have questions about, mediumship, spiritualism, spirituality, we're not doing readings on air, by the way. So, you know, just FYI. But if you have questions, please feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. And that number is 818-739-8818. And that is actually the call-in number for all of the Lilydale radio shows. So you can store that in your phone and you can call in for any of the people. And we do have right now, I believe 6 shows. We have five shows. We've got Tuesdays, Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden at 8 p.m. We've got Wednesdays with Willa on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. I'm here now every Thursday at 10 a.m. And Sundays we have spiritual conversations with Angie and friends. I always mess that up, so I had to think about it, but Angie apt, and she's on Sundays at, I believe, noon, 1 o'clock, something like that. So I will, we'll actually be putting up an advertisement for that, and there may be some new shows joining us, and some others coming off of hiatus fairly soon. So stay tuned to the Lilydale Inc. page for that. That's, it'll be a fun time. So, Jen, what did you get to do this summer? Did you get to have any fun?
Get to have any fun? Oh, yeah. My boys and I, we spent a lot of time at Goodell Gardens this summer.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, they just love learning there. So that, I mean, we spent a good chunk of time there because of their passion for that kind of learning. And, went on a few hikes and, family, you know, all that kind of stuff, but a lot of gardening this year.
Well, that's
and, And music. We always did.
That's excellent. Well, and you got a chance to come up to Lilydale for a bit.
I managed to squeeze that in. Always good to serve at the Stump. Yeah, that's a favorite.
Good. Yeah. And for those of you who have never been to Lilydale, what that means is we have a spot in the Leolan Woods, which has benches and such, that is referred to as Inspiration Stump. I can tell you stories about that later, but that is a space that we gather to do mediumship services every day. And we only had one this summer, one service at 1 o'clock. Next year, we're going back to our regular two services a day at Inspiration Stump at 1 and 5:30. So
I'll have to remember my bug spray next year.
Yeah. Well, we will do what we can with that. I'll tell you what. So
Oh my goodness.
And I went to check on a comment and it just kicked me over to something. So if you heard some feedback, sorry about that, but I'm trying to keep up with the people on Facebook as well as on the radio show here. So every time I have somebody on, and Jen is a return guest of the show. I had you on a couple of years ago, and I kind of like to ask people, like, how did your spiritual journey get started?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that's a big loaded question, right? It depends for me on what vocabulary set you're talking about for the spiritual journey, because, you know, the whole life is the spiritual journey.
Sure.
I mean, and in terms of this context, I can see references to moving towards this my whole life. I know I always understood or fascinated with the healing aspect of things, even I grew up in a Catholic tradition, and even that, you know, lay people, there's a part where, you know, you can offer healing or you get together in small groups. And I was really, really fortunate that when I was about, I don't know how old you are when you're confirmed in that about 16-ish.
Yeah.
I know, and you would go to classes, and my classes were in the evening, and I would always take myself up to the sanctuary, and I had a myriad of experiences there that's just beyond explanation, you know. But I took some of those questions to, and God bless him, I do not remember this gentleman's name for anything. I tell this story and I don't remember his name, but instead of telling me that's not what we do or that's not the questions, he handed me the book of The Cloud of Unknowing and the book of Thomas Merton, which is the mystics of that tradition, which dovetails everything we know in spiritualism. I mean, really in the base of it, it's not different. You know, it's how we express it. So I was really fortunate at a really young age to be handed those things. So, you know, I started young in that respect. I did not have this vocabulary of mediumship or spiritualism until 2003-ish, when I started Qigong training.
Nice.
You know, and then that's when this style of vocabulary dovetailed with what I already knew, or what I already felt. I should say felt, because I don't know that I knew a lot.
I think none of us, I think every time we look over our shoulders as students in spirituality, metaphysics, whatever, we kind of go, oh, the more I know, I realize I don't know very much.
Much is what I thought. You know, my first degree, I did a lot of religious studies classes, and I did some ministerial classes in my mid-20s, you know, not sure where that was really going to land, but I've always had some kind of push there.
Right. Oh, that's so soul calling, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta find the right vocabulary in the, and it's still changing because I'm still taking classes, because you're right, you don't ever know everything, and you keep pushing that envelope.
Yeah. I think the minute that we think that we have learned everything we could possibly learn, is either when another curtain gets pulled back or there's an angel sitting at our bedside going.
Yeah, no. I have a funny story about that, if you don't mind, like 30 seconds.
Oh, no, please.
Hearing off. So about 6 years ago or so, this is, I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought I remembered grabbing my phone and I didn't remember everything I did. And the next morning I get this email saying that my registration had been completed for this particular class. And it was a class with John Holland and Janet Nohavik. And I'm like,
brilliant.
What? So it's like in the middle of the night, I signed myself up and come to find out that by the time I got the email saying I was accepted, this class had sold out. I mean, because that was their first time that they were together.
Oh, yeah.
When they first had started being together. So I'm like, yeah, you do get those nudges in the weirdest ways, you know, because I had to like really rack my brain through. I'm like, did I really sign up for that in the middle of the night? I didn't remember. So, but I needed to be there.
Yes.
There are memories I have with conversations with those two that has stuck with me that were necessary, you know, that
yeah.
So there definitely is a spirit push if you follow it to get where you need to be.
That I think a lot of people have relatable experiences with exactly that energy. So, oh my goodness. We have some playtime scheduled together.
We do.
Yeah.
That's coming up, what, just in 9 days or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's coming up crazy fast. Yeah. So my beautiful friend, Valerie Balzer, contacted me, I don't know, several months back. Mm-hmm. And she runs Joyous Spirit Yoga. And she's like, we really need to do a retreat. And I'm like, well, oh, okay.
As most good things start.
She knows she's really good friends with the people at the Blue Heron, which is, I'm going to forget the town right now. I'm somewhere around Sherman, New York.
Yes, it is. It is in Sherman, technically.
Okay, so I remember that. So, and we went up and we toured, and it's a really beautiful, lovely facility with a hot tub even.
Woo-hoo.
So, and big, big, huge windows. So if it does rain or something and we need to be inside, we can still experience this outdoors. And it's going to be a beautiful, healing weekend. I'm really excited. And you're doing ancestral healing.
Yes. That's going to be a big one. And I come at it from a way of, you know, looking at where we are in our lives, and what the patterns were, how the previous generations, what did they go through? What did they survive? What did they encode within themselves? That felt like safety to them that they passed on to the next generations.
Which I love, because you know, I'm like, perspective, please, when we talk, because we don't always, you know, when you hear words like ancestral healing, we're not all coming at it from the same point. And I know and I'm just gonna, because it's right in front of me, because I'm getting ready for the weekend.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that things didn't start with you, you know, and how those things get passed down. Because sometimes, you know, we don't know sometimes enough on what we even need to heal within ourselves. And that's, for me, that's my part of the weekend, is that exploration of our own spirit to see, because if healing is moving towards the love, right? It's not like something we have to fix. It's how do we move towards that love that we are already a part of, you know, how do we recognize it more? And I know for me, going through some of these, you know, I'm going to share some activities that I went through for myself, and to even find out, oh, I didn't even realize that I was holding a something in that spot, you know? So if I work with things that maybe I'm not even super aware of, you know, and that helps me just put all those pieces together. You know, we have a better foundation than to build the rest on.
No, that's ideal. And I think some of it too is arriving at a point of doing the work moving forward and allowing yourself a sense of forgiveness for what you didn't know when you didn't know it.
Exactly. Because if we don't know, we don't know, right?
Exactly. And I find that, you know, we can get, and you're right. And, you know, you and I know the same acupuncturist. Who has...
She's like, in fact, I'm going to see her tomorrow.
Oh, tell her I said hi.
She is the best.
And there's, you know, she has that wonderful saying about, you may not remember, but your body remembers. So I always, you know, there is, when we talk about the mind-body-spirit connection, there is a lot of overlap, you know.
It is. And to get away from the idea that we are spirit inhabiting a body, or we're a body with a spirit. Our body is spirit, you know, just as much as everything else. And to not deny that awareness, you know, and how the communication, you know, like you said, listening to our body and recognizing our body adds so much to that communication that we do have with all that is.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we just want to ditch it for the unseen, you know.
I think when people start into a spiritual practice and they have their first kind of aha moments and they have their first kind of experiences of really meditating in a way that they get all blissed out, because we all love some serotonin. There's nothing wrong with that. you know, sometimes they, you know, that can become, that's, they get to the point where that's the goal rather than, so, you know,
the experience.
Yeah. And sometimes the experience is really messy and it doesn't look like, you know, all of the sudden you're glowing and, you know, you can only wear white robes.
It doesn't quite work that way.
No, not so much.
That's part of the, I mean, humanity is messy, right?
Yes.
And there's a saying in there that I heard Simon James say a million times about messiness. I'm not going to come up with it right now, but it's just, you know, it's the idea that part of our experience, it's okay that it's messy, you know, right. that really is. And if you subscribe to the idea that we signed up for this, we signed up to experience all of it, right? All of it. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, the scariest part of the roller coaster is when you're sitting up there hovering, you know, and you scream through the whole thing, but then you get back in line and go, again.
Oh, that's a good analogy. Oh, yeah. That is a very important thing. And I think, you know, it gets a little complicated because people then get into this sort of... you know, I know because I know you, but I'll let you put it in your words. So when people get into this place of like having had really hard or kind of traumatic experiences, what is your take on that as far as, you know, because I think sometimes we get into victim blaming when we talk about personal responsibility, and in my mind, that's not what it is.
Yeah. So our personal responsibility is how we manage whatever experience we're having, right? And how we allow ourselves to revisit it and reinterpret it.
Yeah.
Later on when we do know more, or when we have had some space to work on that forgiveness or that healing. And it really is, it's when we are in our own place of understanding our own power of spirit, because we are divine, right?
Right.
And if we recognize that we are divine and that we are part of divine and we are a perspective of divine, right? We can't say that this icky thing for some reason is not divine, right? If we're recognizing that all of creation is spirit,
right,
then all of creation is spirit, right? It's just that some parts of the creation gets to have free will. And sometimes I can't quite understand how to use that in a way that's in alignment with love.
Exactly. Right?
And I think that's the part that, so when we're recognizing personal responsibility, it's like, where do I fit into this experience? How am I interpreting it right now? Where is my place of divine power in it?
Yeah.
You know, and some of the best books, in fact, there was just another one released recently by a lady that was 12 years old at the time that she was liberated from Auschwitz. I really do not like when names escape my brain, but it's just come out within the last couple of months. But anyway, those books, those people mm-hmm. that lived through something like the Holocaust, right? And there's a lot of memoirs within the last 10 years. I think some of them were like, I really need to let people know,
yeah.
you know, what has happened. And in those memoirs, the common thread of those, at least the ones that I have been able to read, are, you know what, this sucked. And there is no reason that these people needed to be this mean to anybody. But this is what I learned about me and how I want to be and, you know, and how I recognized people still sharing the light in these really, really dark circumstances. And that's the personal responsibility part. How are we yeah. still recognizing the light and working with the light in ourselves despite whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't think I've ever heard quite as succinctly a really beautiful response like that. So thank you. That was that was very good. Okay. So for those who would like to call in, by the way, the number again is 818-739-8818. And I am here with my good spiritual friend, Jen Shepherd. so let's go back and talk about some fun bits and mention that retreat, because you have a lot of things going with that.
Yeah. So we're going to have, you're doing the ancestral healing mm-hmm. and I'm doing connecting with your own spirit. We have, there's going to be journaling with nature. There's going to be healing with nature. And with that, we're actually taking a wagon ride on a horse